In Jesus' name, good evening. My name is Linda Wuhle Bembe, and welcome to Season, the podcast where God is seasoning us through every season of our lives. I thank God once again for this opportunity, and really, this is just a bonus episode, or this is just a bonus and overflow. And I believe this will be the theme of our lives. Okay, so you know, as I'm just uploading the other episode and doing the other episode, God is speaking to me and God is guiding me, and I believe that He has a word for me and you today. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, God is saying, you have to be it. Now let us read Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, and I'll just dive into it a little bit. The Bible says, in the NIV, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it. But I found no one. How many times in your life have you looked for something in any area of your life, but found nothing or no one to remedy that thing? Whether it was a friendship, whether it was food, honey, okay, whether it was anything, and it just wasn't quite hitting the spot. Like, have you ever had a food craving and you know you're like, I'm craving for a burger? Maybe you got the burger, but it's not quite the burger that's hitting the spot. And you know what, that is what God is saying about us and our lives. What is it that you are looking for? What is it that you are desiring that you are not seeing in your community, in your world, within you, inside of you? Some of us, are waiting for the guy to come to spoil us and pamper us and buy roses for us. And it's really not about the roses and the pampering. It's just like a gap that needs to be filled, and something that you want to be filled, that you want to feel a certain way. And let me tell you, God is saying, whatever you want or whatever you desire, even whatever you're comparing yourself to, you have to be it. Some of us, it's an injustice in the community. You have been looking in your community, you have been looking in the world, and you have seen no gap. And this thing is actually driving you nuts. It's actually driving you crazy. And I want to encourage you, this is why you have to be yourself, okay? This is why you have to be yourself, because when you try and fit in, you are moving into other people's gaps and your own gap is left unoccupied. And honestly, it's just never going to go away, that bothersome thing inside you concerning that thing. I want to make an example. I really find myself that I struggle with self-image a lot. Okay, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily quirky, but I'm not really quite like put together or like just clean cut around the edges. Okay, so, and because of that, I find myself trying to fit in with the girlies on YouTube, but I really can't, okay? I just want to wear a plaid pajama and a graphic t-shirt. I like the matching pajamas, I really do. I try them, but more often than not, 2 days later, I find myself reverting back to a blue bonnet, a green t-shirt, a red pants, and a pink and blue sock. And this is for real. So God is just saying that even He, you know, God was looking for someone to stand in the gap, somebody to come in so that He wouldn't destroy us. And He found nothing. And He had to be the Savior. He had to be the Messiah. He had to be the thing He was looking for. So whether it's on minor scales or whether it's on this grand scale of purpose, which is a real thing in our lives, but even in the minor scale of life, the everyday lives, because God here on Seasoned is trying to really equip us for everyday life, for the practical things of life. I believe you would like to see God in your life, like, every day you want to know what God is saying about those chips, okay, about that burger, okay. And because of that, you know, God is saying whatever that you feel that you're comparing yourself to, especially, or that you need, or what you can't find, it's time for you to be that thing. They actually, I don't want to waste your time, but I just want to, I saw something on YouTube the other day, which is truly profound and very true. They say that, I think it was David Mann, he was on an interview, and they were telling him they were asking him, what would be the advice that you would give to a woman or a young man who's looking to be in a successful relationship? You know those Instagram relationships that make your heart melt and feel like you're a potato waiting to be peeled, like you'll never find love. Well, he said that if you want whatever his love advice was, write down the list. I don't know if it was him, but he said write down the list of things you are looking for in a partner and be those things. God needed things from us, and he couldn't find them at a time. He looked for people to stand in the gap, and he didn't find them. So he decided to occupy that gap. What is a gap in your life? I mean, like, just the simple things. Is it kindness? Is it like empathy? Is it like, you know what, genuineness and authenticity, for goodness sake? Be the thing you want to see, man. Be the thing you want to see. I will speak for myself. I find that, genuinely, sincerely, I find that I have been going to church for a very long time, okay? I grew up in church. I've been going to church. Everybody's so put together there, to the point that, you know, I just feel or have felt like, you know, in the times when I'm walking with God, I don't really need somebody to put a front of perfection for me. And they say that you have to do that, put on a front, don't let people see your pain and whatever. And I get it, but sometimes it would be powerful just to know that, you know what, if I tell you that, you know what, as it is now, as I am filming this episode, it is about 11 or 12 at night. And if you can't tell by the voice, and this is not a complaint, but you know, I am tired, and I'm wearing like these blue light glasses. And you know, I am channeling an inner something that God has put. Because you know what? Dreams do not start when they manifest. They start when they start. Some people's dreams started the day when they were holding a broom and singing into it. Just be who you want to be, or be what you want to see, man. That's all, honey. That's all. What do you want to see today? Start with the small things. I always put an exercise at the end of each episode, and here goes. What do you want to see in your day today, or in your world today? So is it at work? Are you expecting a little sympathy? Are you expecting a little kindness? Are you expecting a little, like, space? Huh? So, of course, exercise number two, how can you be those things? Then expand it to an area of your life. Then expand it to your purpose and to your destiny. And if you don't know what those are, I would like to challenge you to go on a 3-day fast and ask God what that is. Maybe this is your prompting. Otherwise, I bless the name of the Lord for you. I give him glory, honor and praise. May he keep you wherever you are, even if you're just trying this out. I really pray that God reaches you. And I will pray and let God cover us for the week. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you. You are blessed. You are above and not beneath. You are the first and not the last. You are what you want to see, and you are who God says you will be and must be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And may the purposes of God be fulfilled over your life. I love you, and good night.